Joshua, chapter 7. But the sons of Israel committed a trespass in the devoted thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the devoted thing, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against the sons of Israel, and Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Beth El, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and spy out the land. And the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua, and said to him, Don't let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and strike Ai, don't make all the people to toil there, for they are but few. So there went up there of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck of them about 36 men, and they chased them from before the gate even to Shebarim, and struck them at the descent, and the hearts of the people melted, and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes, and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of Yahweh until the evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O sovereign Yahweh, why have you at all brought this people over the Jordan, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to cause us to perish? Would that we had been content and dwelt beyond the Jordan. O, Lord, what shall I say, after that Israel has turned their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it, and will surround us, and cut off our name from the earth, and what will you do for your great name? And Yahweh said to Joshua, Get yourself up, why are you thus fallen on your face? Israel has sinned, yes, they have even transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, yes, they have even taken of the devoted thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also, and they have even put it among their own stuff. Therefore the sons of Israel can't stand before their enemies, they turn their backs before their enemies, because they have become accursed, I will not be with you anymore, except you destroy the devoted thing from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for this is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, There is a devoted thing in the midst of you, O Israel, you cannot stand before your enemies, until you take away the devoted thing from among you. In the morning therefore you will be brought near by your tribes, and it will be, that the tribe which Yahweh takes will come near by families, and the family which Yahweh will take will come near by households, and the household which Yahweh will take will come near man by man. And it will be, that he who is taken with the devoted thing will be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of Yahweh, and because he has wrought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning, and brought Israel near by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought near the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zerahites, and he brought near the family of the Zerahites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought near his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said to Achan, My son, give, I pray you, glory to Yahweh, the God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done, don't hide it from me. And Achan answered Joshua, and said, Of a truth I have sinned against Yahweh, the God of Israel, and thus I have done. When I saw among the spoil a goodly Babylonian mantle, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and, look, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and, look, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them from the midst of the tent, and brought them to Joshua, and to all the sons of Israel, and they laid them down before Yahweh. And Joshua, and all Israel with him, took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the mantle, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his donkeys, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them up to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? Yahweh will trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire, and heaped stones upon them. And they raised over him a great heap of stones, to this day, and Yahweh turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place was called, the Valley of Achor, to this day.